What's up, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Sports Card MBA. I am one of your three hosts, Les Alex. I will be joined every single episode by Matt from PSA Collector and PSAcollector.com, as well as Boris from the Hobby Box. We will be taking you through the sports card world, letting you know about all of our thoughts and opinions on the hobby, including our low-hanging fruit each and every single week, as well as our buy, sell, hold. This is the very first episode. It was streamed on Matt's YouTube channel. Links to that episode will be in the description below. We hope that you enjoy, and we hope that you hit that subscribe button, as well as share it with all your friends. If you enjoy the content, make sure to head on over to our Patreon page and check that out. It's just a fun way to help support our content, and you get show notes and other perks involved with that as well. But again, this is the very first episode, and it was streamed in front of a live YouTube audience, so I hope you enjoy.
We're essentially still working out the kinks, working out how we're doing our podcast and our live shows together. You guys comment a lot saying that you guys like listen to us talk. So we're going to continue to talk for you guys and with you guys. So we're going to be doing something a little bit different today. We're going to be going over our podcast outline. Okay. So we've got topics like maybe some sports card news that we want to cover. We want to talk about some buy, hold, some sells, the cards that we think our good buys, holds, and sells. Also, our mail day cards, some cards that we picked up in the mail, some low-hanging fruit stuff. So all kinds of topics, guys. We're going to be paying attention to you while also covering these topics. But engage and chat with each other. If you guys aren't following Boris from the Hobby Box, check his YouTube channel out at the Hobby Box. And also Les Alex from Les Alex. If a lot of my subscribers are hockey guys, and Alex is a huge hockey guy. So if you guys like hockey cards, go check out his videos. He does a lot of hockey content, and Boris is primarily basketball cards. So go check out his stuff. He's got some great picks at the Hobby Box. All right. So we're going to go ahead and just jump into this, guys. We're going to try to keep this under an hour, hour and 15 minutes. Let's go ahead and jump into it, guys. The news. Anything in the news going on? I know the NBA has, what are they? They decided 22 teams.
Yeah.
They're going to have six games. They're going to be fighting for that eighth seed. Is that how it's going? Have you guys looked into that a lot?
It's the top eight from the East, top eight from the West. Yep. On the East, there's only one team that's buying at the ninth place. I can't find my notes where I had it up at. I'm trying to remember who it was in the East. And then in the West, we've got the top eight teams, and then also the Spurs, the Trailblazers, the Pelicans, the Suns. I already said the Spurs, and it'd be really helpful if I could find the notes that I was just had in my hand. Anyway, so really on the West, there's a lot of competition for that eighth spot. Whoever's in that final eighth spot has to be four games ahead. Yes, it's Sacramento. There you go. Sacramento. They're going to have to be ahead four games on the eighth spot.
Yeah.
It seems a little unfair for the Grizzlies, in my opinion. I know that the Trailblazers have a little bit of an issue with the whole setup as well. So, pull that baby up.
There it is.
Yes, so the Warriors.
The Wizards.
Sorry, the Wizards, not the Warriors.
Cool. Right. And they're going to start playing in July 31st, so it's very exciting.
It's
right around the corner. I just did a video on the top 10 basketball cards that I'm picking up now while they're cheap and potentially flip if the players perform well. And that's a lot of guys' strategy. I think, Alex, didn't you do a video as well
on
the cards?
I did top five.
Top five to pick up now.
Yeah, to flip during the playoffs. Our lists are very similar, but there are some key differences. So if you guys want to check that, both of our lists out, probably get a well-rounded list.
And Boris has been out of commission this week. He's had a terrible ear infection, and he's
double.
double ear infection. So he's at the end of his.
That's so brutal.
Yeah,
I can barely hear anything you're saying, but it's I wanted to be here. I'm using my my in ears. I'm still recovering. So I'll probably sound dumb here a few times because I'm still like on a bunch of medication.
No worries, Boris. We appreciate you being here. Next up on the list, we're doing buy, hold, sells. Alex, you're saying buying low-end QB quarterbacks, holding most baseball. Obviously, now is an awful time to sell baseball.
Man, speaking of like, you know, we just talked about the NBA, talking about the NBA getting ready to rock and roll. You know, the owners just ratified the deal and everything. It's just up to the governors to make sure that they can play and everything. The MLB seemingly hasn't been further away from making a deal since the 94 season. So it's, I'm worried that we're not going to get baseball at all this year. And it's not going to be because of COVID. It's going to be because of millionaires and billionaires can't get along. So I am on a very strong hold right now for baseball. Baseball is definitely like my main sport, my main, you know, in terms of like card knowledge, it's definitely baseball. I'm on a strong hold right now.
Yeah, I've been looking into some low-end QBs as well because quarterbacks, just like Patrick Mahomes cards, man, if you buy low and you buy at right time, incredible profit to be made quarterbacks. I've been looking into Jarrett Stidham because Patriots and Belichick, and his cards are dirt cheap, but I definitely like the quarter. And football is on the way. They're opening their practice camps, so it's getting excited. I'm getting excited about football cards again, and a lot of other guys are as well. So that's a huge upside if you pick buy now and buy the right player. I'm not saying Jared Stidham is the right guy to buy, but he's definitely cheap, and I like to diversify. Holding most baseball, absolutely.
Yeah.
For me, I'm mainly looking for, let's see, Base Tatum's SGA. He's in my video. He's number 3 in my pickup right now. Siakam was my number 1 choice to buy now because his cards are so cheap. Trae Young from Iconic Modern Sets, Hoop Select, Optic Revolution. His Trae Young cards are, they're pretty steady, and they're going up. Still, even though he's not going to be in the playoffs, so I'm surprised to see how the basketball marketplace is reacting to players that aren't going to be in the playoffs. They're still buying heavy on those cards. Hold, obviously, you want to hold on Tom Brady, Giannis, Trout. And I think, guys, Zion, if you have the cards, in my opinion, if I had some Zion cards, I would try to get rid of them now. A lot of guys are saying hold on Zion, but I think sell now while the market's high. A lot of you guys are going to disagree with me, but you know the topic is buy, hold, sell. And I had to have one sell, and I'm going to say sell Zion because I don't see his cards.
I think that's a fine recommendation. Like,
yeah,
if
they're pretty high right now, they're pretty high.
With Zion, I'm just so terrified he's going to get injured again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like Greg Oden all over again, you know?
The chances of the peak being where it's at again is, like I said, if I had some Zions, I would go ahead and sell those now while the market's high and then try to pick up, you know, SGA, Siakam, Tatum, Luka, definitely pick up some Luka and so forth. So, Boris, you're saying buy Donovan Mitchell and SGA, right?
Yeah. My biggest pickups right now is Mitchell and SGA. I feel like they have the biggest upside right now moving into the playoffs. They're both going to be pretty much locked in for the playoffs. We're going to see a lot of play from them. They're both are very talented. So we're going to see a lot of them. Mitchell's, if you're buying PSA 9s, you can get both SGA and Mitchell for about $50 a piece on the 9s. I think their 10s are a little bit higher than that for sure. They're a little bit over. I haven't really bought too many 10s. Usually when I buy 10s, it's more of a, I'm going to keep them. I like to diversify as much money as possible. So those are my two biggest ones that I've been picking up. And then, right now holding, if you have, to me, I just wanted to give one name there, but if you have Cam Reddish in your, you've been picking up and, or you've been breaking open packs and you have Cam Reddish rookies, I would hold on to Cam Reddish. First of all, I think the Hawks are going to have a really good team next year. They're going to have a better push. Yep. Basically, a lot of what they've been missing on is they need a little bit better defense. I think Cam Reddish kind of brings that defensive side of the ball. He's a very well-rounded player, and I think they're going to try and fit him in a little bit better next year. He can play both ways. He's like a really good baller. I think a lot of people, you know, he did really well at Duke as well, even with RJ Barrett and Zion. Too. Yeah, I mean, I, like I said, I'm not going and picking them up right now, but
no.
If they're in my, if they're, because they're out of the playoffs completely, so I'm not going to pick up Hawks right now. I'll wait a little while until they die down a little bit, but I'll hold on to Cam Reddish because I think Cam Reddish is going to be great. Again, with the Zion, I think the biggest thing with Zion too, that's a lot of money to have tied up in one player.
Yeah, I agree. Sure.
One of the things that people don't understand is like it's pretty simple. If you have all your money tied up in one place, you could sell, let's say, a $500 Zion, and then there's someone that's up and coming and their cards are still cheap. You could take that $500 and buy like five of their cards. And then once they 2X, then you've just, you know, doubled on each card. Or tripled or however, like, you know what I mean? Like, let's say if you had that Zion when it, like earlier on in the season and you sold it, like a base PSA 10, I think they were like, maybe, I think they were like 600 at one point. If you sold those, you could have bought Jason Tatum PSA 10s probably back in like February or something like that. You could have bought them for under, like right around $100. And I mean, look how much they've, you know, how much the market has gone up on Jason Tatum. That was an echo. I don't know where that came from. But that's just all I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree.
I think with that, and then also a lot of people are buying a lot of Kobe White. I just don't see the hype of Kobe White. First of all, the Bulls in general need to get it together. And if you're going to be spending all kinds of money on rookies coming into this season, why Kobe White? I just don't really – he's had a few good games and stuff like that, but, like, honestly, I just don't see the hype around Kobe White.
I mean, I've been looking into him a lot. I agree. A lot of guys are hype on him, but, you know, you can't buy them all. I think that Kobe White's a good sell because there's a lot of hype on him right now.
There's a lot of hype on Kobe White, and they're not going to the playoffs. There's no reason to be so much hype on Kobe White.
Now, guys, that doesn't mean you should sell all these cards that we're talking about, okay? Make your own assessment and judgment, okay? Because Kobe White and Zion could go up, and we're not going to be accountable if they do.
Bye-bye. Come on, Daisy. Go on.
So those are our buy, hold, sell cards, guys. Next up, we're going to cover our recent pickups, our mail cards. And Alex, I'm going to let you go off first. You got CeCe on there. You got some A-Rod and some Austin Matthews.
Yeah, so CeCe Sabathia, a couple weeks ago, we live streamed on my channel, and we all shared kind of like some cards that we thought were maybe undervalued. And CeCe Sabathia is a guy that, in my opinion, is a Hall of Famer. Obviously, he doesn't have the crazy stats of the guys back in the day. You know, 300 wins for a pitcher isn't really a thing anymore, I don't think. I don't think we'll really see that too much, if ever, again. But he's up in the 200s. He's won a Cy Young. He's won a World Series. He's got the pedigree. He's a Yankee, which is huge. Wow. Obviously that, yeah, there's dirt. They're dirt cheap for the Ross, like, dude, less than $1. So I'm stacking
bucks for a mint. Nice, dude.
I'm stacking those, picking them up whenever I can find them. Obviously the Bowman Chromes are a little bit more expensive, but even still, I think they're still a good dirt pick. Cheap. And then A-Rod is another guy. obviously steroid era guy, obviously most hated player basically ever in baseball. Yeah. Maybe next to like Ty Cobb or something, but in terms of like our generation and, you know, modern era, he's definitely one of the most hated. But my big thing is the video. Still, if you look at all those guys, in the media still. No one. Bonds, not in the media. I think McGuire is a hitting coach somewhere, maybe for like the Padres or something. I don't know if he's still saying.
Yeah,
A-Rod's, but like none of those guys are in the media. A-Rod's still on TV. He's still doing big things. He's married to Jennifer Lopez, which is huge. Like huge. That's visibility. I know he admitted to steroids. Obviously, he was suspended for an entire year there towards the end. Yankees fans hated him, but in 5 years, my generation, who that was our players. Those are our players, whether you love them or hate them in the steroid era. Those are our goats.
He's a three-time MVP.
I know. He's got all the accolades.
14-time All-Star. Yeah, 10-time Silver Slugger.
A-Rod I think he's a good and his cards are dirt cheap. His cards are dirt cheap. So
I've noticed a slight pickup in his SP cards. I guess that's the card to go for. But yeah, definitely great. I've been picking up some A-Rod myself. I showed him in some of my mail days. And then you got Austin Matthews. Is that hockey?
That's hockey. Yeah, that is. He's an American that plays for the Maple Leafs. And basically, the hockey's not really a huge sport, but the Maple Leafs are basically the Yankees of the NHL. And if they ever can win a Stanley Cup and they got a really good team right now. So if they can ever win a cup, I mean, their prices are going to soar. And he's basically a top five player in the league, and he's very young. His first game, he scored 4 goals.
Wow.
Which is insane. That's obviously a record. Like, it's insane.
Let us know in the comments if you guys collect hockey cards. We want to know. We want to know what the market is out there. If you guys are interested in hockey cards, or if you're looking to get into hockey cards.
Yeah.
Disco 187 said Austin Matthews is a Trout of hockey. Is that? Do you agree with that?
He's Trout. He's getting up there. Connor McDavid is definitely like the guy right now. Connor McDavid and Austin Matthews are basically like the next, it's not an exact comparison, but they're basically like the next Ovechkin and Sidney Crosby. And those are like the two, like 2000s. That's like the Kobe and LeBron, but for now, and if you convert it into like basketball. So
if you guys like hockey cards, make sure to go follow Les Alex on his YouTube channel and on his Instagram. He's been buying up lots of hockey lately, talking about the young guns. He's been breaking upper deck boxes looking for young guns. CeCe Sabathia, A-Rod, Austin Matthews, great pickups, I think. Those are old school players, so those are long-term.
Yeah, for baseball,
solid investment. For the baseball players, and I've been doing the same thing, thinking that same strategy, especially since there's a very low probability that baseball is going to happen this year. I go towards the legendary players that's already performed and has an impressive resume. With that being said, guys, I've been picking up Pete Alonso cards just because. I don't know. When I get a gut feeling about a player, I like to, start buying them. And his cards are, in my opinion, pretty cheap. I've been buying up his second year prospect cards, the PSA graded stuff, the short print refractors. I know a lot of you guys out there won't agree with that, but that's just what I like to do. I've been buying the first year Bowman prospect refractors. I even picked up a Cody Bellinger 2016 Bowman Chrome refractor PSA 9. For $40, guys. This is serial numbered out of 499. I picked it up for $40. You can't buy those raw and ungraded at that price. So I was very surprised to see that the seller gave that to me. But other than that, I picked up, I got some Shea Gilgeous, which on my Instagram, I made a post. These PSA 9 silvers, $75 a piece. Very excited to get those. And just some other odds and ends. I got a Pascal Siakam. Paid $20 for this, I think. Serial numbered out of 199. Very nice. And Boris, you Donovan Mitchell, SGA, and Tatum, right, man? You're like honed in on those players, aren't you?
Yeah, man. I think that's where the values – well, Tatum hoops. So I actually had someone comment on my last video because the Tatum hoops – I talked about Tatum hoops, and I was like, yeah, pick him up right now. And I think he got like a – he said he got a he got like five for – I want to say 5 for 20, like a lot. And then he said he went back the next day to find more of them, or like a couple days later, and you can't find a Tatum hoops for under $25 now. So, you know what I'm saying? That's value right there. You know, they're moving up. I think people already see that and are kind of going towards the Tatum hoops because it's out of the price range for some of the people. I picked up so I picked up some of those. Donovan Mitchell, I got two PSA 9s. And I've got two PSA 9s of SGA coming in as well. Just the base. I already had some silver, but base coming in. So yeah, those are my pickups.
Expensive real quick. So I had some Jason Tatum hoop base Don Russ cards in my shopping cart. They were like $6 a piece on COMC.com. And overnight, they jumped. The COMC seller had listed it for $46, the base, down Tatum. I was just like, oh, this is incredible. There goes Alex. We lost Alex. We're just going to keep moving on.
He'll come back.
Yeah, he'll come back. So let's go ahead and do those, some low-hanging fruit. I'm going to go ahead and cover mine. Pascal Siakam, guys, 2016 Select and Optic. Very cheap right now with the huge upside. That's why... You know, I'm not saying he's the best player in the NBA right now. I'm just saying because of his cards being so cheap and his performance this past year, I see, and he's on the Raptors. So a great team, a great player on a great team. His cards are only going to go up. So I say pick some up now while they're cheap before the horde comes and starts snatching them up. If they advance in the playoffs, you can guarantee Pascal Siakam rookie cards are going to go up. Cody Bellinger, I've been looking more and more into him. His cards, in my opinion, are cheap. His prospect cards, not his rookie card, but his prospect. The 2016 Bowman Chrome, the first year cards. I'm a huge fan of those when it comes to baseball. And then Boris, your low-hanging fruit. Oh, nice. Second year Luka.
Yeah. I've been picking up second year Luka since they were like $12. Or like under $12. They were like, you know, under $10, you could pick up a second year Luka. The base Prism, I've just been stacking up on those. Like, I mean, just following like what happened with, you know, even if you look at superstars now, which I think like probably like 85% of the collecting population believes that Luka is going to be a superstar overall. And he's going to be one of the faces of the NBA, especially when LeBron retires. So I mean, you look at LeBron's second years and where those are. I mean, don't wait until it's too late to pick up second years Luka. So I mean, I picked up second year Luka and second year Trae Young, mainly a lot of second year Luka. It's just like, I just think there's going to be a lot of value there. I'm picking them up raw right now. I look at ones that I really like, and then I'm going to be sending those in later on in the year because I don't really need them like right away. Because I think their value is just going to go up over time.
Definitely long-term investment, even short-term, guys. His cards have already gone up. Like, now we're talking about the prisms, the silvers, you know, the hollows. Now, don't get me wrong, the base cards are still great options at very affordable prices. However, you guys want to go for the parallels first, the tricolors. If you want to do the Panini Prism product, look for the colored prisms. If you want to do the select, look for the courtside rookie, the courtside cards, and the silver cards. Guys, those are gold, especially when they're PSA 10s. And those are long-term investments that when I was picking them up, I got so many second-year Trey Lucas silvers for so cheap compared to what they're selling for now. So definitely a great option. And that involves, guys, thinking outside of the box, you know, thinking the kind of predicting the market in the future. A lot of guys tend to think, okay, what can I buy now and sell next week and make a profit? which works sometimes. But if you have a long-term mentality, if you want, if you're running a marathon, not a sprint, guys, the reward could be substantial. Look at the LeBron second year, you know, Topps Chrome, and the even a third year Chrome stuff, just crazy, crazy.
I will say real quick before you jump over that. Also, just remember, if you are picking up the silvers and the parallels, those are going to be a little bit of a longer hold, a little longer of a sale time in these base. Like, so what I've been seeing is the base cards are becoming like very they're easier to sell to, in the sense. And that's all I want to say about that. Like, so just, you know, have some reservations about that and what you're able to spend and how much you're willing to like hold on to for a longer period of time. If that makes sense.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure, dude. Because those base cards, yeah, at your point, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Did I just miss
right.
something?
Those, they got, BF Golf said, is the guy in the bottom flying a plane right now? It does look like he's flying a plane.
Yes. No. I'm playing Flight Simulator right now.
Flight Simulator. But yeah, Boris, to your point, the base Luka, absolutely, they were selling for like, you know, $3 to $4. If you bought up a hoard of those, a stash of those, and now they're selling for like what, you know, maybe $15 a piece. That's a huge profit if you like buy in bulk. And those silvers, if you buy them high at like 20 to 25, selling them for, I don't know, maybe probably 30 to 35. But it's all like an experiment. And definitely the base cards, you're right. I think because they're so cheap, could be an easy flip. If you have such a low purchase and such a high sell. So, Alex, your low-hanging fruit is Cristiano Ronaldo, right?
Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah. Yeah, man. Okay, so, and this is for chat, too. I want to know. When we compare how, like, popular someone is, an athlete is, or basically anyone on the planet, how do we actually find that data? Like, what do we use to make a good argument or make a good point? The answer is social media, right? The answer is social media. So who in your mind has the most social media followers, specifically Instagram, because Instagram is the like biggest platform right now for social media. So Instagram, the biggest sports star you can think of, who has the most followers?
I have no idea.
I'll just ask you guys since, you know, it'll take them a while to respond and everything. Boris, what do you think? It's not a trick question. Zion, right on.
I mean, I don't know if he probably doesn't. Like a soccer star probably has more.
Right.
Because they're world renowned. But I know that the hype surrounding Zion is because he's had a following in social media for so long.
Right.
People have been watching him since he was like, if LeBron James, if the same social media platforms were available when he was coming out of high school, he was already popular coming out of high school. People were watching him already. But if we had Instagram, Twitter, well, we had Twitter, I believe. But if we had Instagram and TikTok and all that stuff and all the things that are available right now, like LeBron James would have had 3 or 4 times the hype that he had coming out of high school.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And so the point I'm making is, in my mind, it's LeBron James. I feel like a lot of Americans would say it's LeBron James. We look at LeBron James' Instagram followers. He's got 65.8 million followers.
Holy
cow. That's a lot of followers, obviously. You look at Cristiano Ronaldo's. You look at Cristiano Ronaldo's Instagram followers, and he's got over 250 million.
What?
It's leaps and bounds. It's leaps and bounds. It's LeBron has, my point is LeBron has a fraction of the amount of followers.
I've never even considered that perspective or that approach.
Yeah. And so Cristiano Ronaldo just recently switched teams. Soccer is really weird. It's not like any American sport. They play for multiple teams. Basically they have their, you know, their national team, which is very important. And then they have whatever team they're actually on, and all of their leagues kind of intertwine. And the Champions League is like the biggest tournament. That's the biggest, that's the basically the Super Bowl of well, there's a bunch of pictures of him with his shirt off.
Is this him?
That is him.
That's him right here. I'm trying to find his page.
Yeah,
hey, dog. He just got more fans.
I'm not even.
I'm pretty sure that's a photo crap picture of me.
He also just became the first billionaire athlete.
Wow.
So he's on his way up. So, but my point is, he just switched teams a couple years back. And he now plays for Juventus, which I know this is probably flying over everybody's head, which is fine. Just do a little bit of research and you'll learn that they are one of the best teams in one of the biggest leagues in soccer. I think that Americans should look at soccer and see it as a huge untapped market. Huge untapped market. I am personally going after his rookie cards are kind of weird for older players too, because Panini America just started making cards in America in 2014. So it's a little weird. But you can find his first year Juventus optics, 2018, 2019. And that's the first year that they have him in his Juventus kit. And I suspect that those are, you can get them for between $5 and $20. On eBay.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I'm really excited about that. I've been watching a lot of hype videos. There's other players. I'm actually working on a top five soccer players to pick up video that I'm going to be posting hopefully sometime early next week.
Oh.
And yeah, 222 million. So
you're
yeah,
right, Boris.
So
there's
over,
no H.
Yeah.
There's no H in his name.
Yeah.
Cristiano. Oh, but yeah, he's... He's swaggy as hell. Him and Lionel Messi are basically like, if you want to talk about Kobe and LeBron, those are like basically
interesting.
The GOATs right now.
Picks to buy now: Pascal Siakam, SGA, Cody Bellinger, and Pete Alonso. However, you know, maybe hold on these and see if the market goes down a little bit for baseball cards before you buy. I'm focusing primarily on basketball right now, and even. Yep. Considering football, because football is getting ready to start up. So,
yep.
Boris, you are covering
different approach.
On,
My approach is different. So my picks right now is like whoever you believe in basketball, that's who I'd be picking up. Whoever you believe in soccer, that's who I'd be picking up. And then whoever you believe in that is a football quarterback, you should be picking them up. So for me, like, I'm not picking up any baseball right now. Like, guys, like, let's just like be real. Like, baseball is not going to happen this season, and
man.
Like the money that I've spent on trying to on things that I'm like ready that I was ready to make a little bit of money off of. It's probably not going to happen this season. There's just not as much. First of all, the stuff that's been going on with basketball. And like the random cards, that's a lot of outliers in my opinion at this point. But basketball is so hype that it can do that. Some other factors are pushing the other stuff, but baseball itself, I just don't think that there is going to be enough hype to push it through this off season if they don't have a season. And right now, if you're buying cards, you're going to be able to buy them a lot for a lot less. In, I would say, in about 2 months, once people realize that there's no baseball happening, because I don't think it's happening.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still looking at baseball because I like to diversify and just keep, you know, active in the market. But I have been spending a lot of my investments on the basketball primarily. If I see a good deal for a baseball card, I'll still pick it up. And that's just my opinion. That's my approach. You guys are all going to have your different opinions and approach. Some guys only want to do baseball cards, and you're going to continue to buy. But Boris, you're focusing on basketball, soccer, and football quarterbacks. Definitely a solid approach. Alex, I think you're doing the same thing: basketball, soccer, football, QBs.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's very tough for me to get into soccer. I didn't grow up watching soccer. However, I do. You know, I could see myself getting hyped because a lot of professional athletes, international athletes, Luka, Pascal Siakam. I think even Giannis, they all love soccer. They like watching soccer. They're fans of soccer. They play FIFA and stuff. So there could be a huge upside to soccer cards in the future. So I'm definitely interested in it. However, yeah. I'm not really ready to pull the trigger on it. Same thing with hockey. Like, I'm interested in hockey. However, I'm not really ready to pull the trigger. And that's why we have Boris and Alex, guys. I can't cover all the content. So if you guys are interested in hockey and soccer cards or basketball or football, whatever, go follow them as well. We're going to keep continuing these live streams. We're getting our podcast worked out. And we're just trying to create content as much as possible, cover all areas of the hobby, keep you guys entertained, and keep engaging with the community. That's what we're doing here. So we're working on getting a Patreon, just for added perks and benefits and bonuses for those out there who want it. Let's see. We're already done with the list. That went a lot faster than I thought it was going to go. However, this is the first time we're doing it. So, you know, 40 minutes into it.
Yeah. So that's the thing with, like, we were talking about MLB season standstill. I just, yeah, man, like you said, I mean, people are going to still collect if they believe in it. I'm just holding off right now. I've already seen a little bit of a decline in some of Ronald Acuna stuff. Cause I've been looking to try and sell my stuff to have some extra money to spend on basketball right now, to be honest with you. And it's been pretty tough.
Selling is a lot more difficult than buying. And a lot of guys fail to understand that when they have that investing and flipping approach. Buying is super easy, but selling, guys, it can be difficult. Like, nobody out there has unlimited funds to invest in sports cards. So you really have to hone in and decide, okay, where should my money be going right now? What's the best return on investment? And Boris, I think you're absolutely right. It's basketball cards and football quarterbacks. So who in the chat right now, what quarterbacks are you guys focusing on right now? Obviously Tom Brady. However, I'm not really looking into Tom Brady. Peyton Manning,
Brady's
definitely.
Cards are just so expensive.
Like, yeah, his stuff, Brady cards are expensive. I'm curious to see how he does at Tampa Bay. If he bombs and the Patriots make it to the playoffs with their rookie quarterback.
Could you imagine?
Oh, man.
Dude, the Patriots aren't going nowhere this year, man. I can. They got a great defense, though, but I don't believe in
them. Yeah, it's tough. It's all up in the air. We'll see.
They didn't have weapons. They had, you know, the weapons that Brady's going to have in Tampa. I just don't see him not doing well. That's so many weapons. And the coach, and, like, I mean, I don't know, man. I think it's going to be a Brady year. I think Tampa is going to go pretty far.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see what happens with the football season approaching. A lot of guys are on a Lamar Jackson train. Darnold, Daniel Jones. I've been looking into him a little bit. I think he has some potential. Derek Carr could be. He's really on his last leg right now. He's got to do something with the Raiders, or they might start looking for a different quarterback before they move to Vegas, I think, which I'm not sure when they're going to do that. But Derek Carr.
They'll be in Vegas this season, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty sure.
Interesting. So it's going to be his first year in Vegas. He's got it. I think he's got to perform. Or who's that coach? I can't think of his name.
They're probably a pretty decent pickup right now, too, just to kind of build into the hype, because once the season starts, all those new Vegas Raider fans are going to be wanting to get their, you know, their quarterback's cards, I think. So I don't know, obviously he's not great or so far, but if he has a couple good games off the rip, I think there could be some short term flip possibilities.
I think he's 2014.
Derek Carr.
Wow. Yeah, man. Is that a refractor for $5? That's cheap, man. That's dirt cheap.
Good old Derek. I should have been a car salesman.
What?
Derek Carr is a rough one, man.
Yeah, he's tough to. But guys, if he does perform in Vegas and at least make it to the playoffs, I think that $5 refractor right here could triple in value and go up to 20.
Yeah.
Is that math correct? But I kind of like Derek Carr. I'm not really a big fan. I'm curious to see. Maybe Mariota will get a chance up at the plate, and, you know, maybe his cards can go up. It's all up in the air. And I think that's one of the exciting things about football is there's so many tangibles that can happen, which could affect the player's price. You know, all kinds of things that could happen. And if you're sleeping on a lot of players and they perform, their card, huge profit to be made. But I like collecting this stuff of players I like watching. I'm not really a big Raiders fan, but Derek Carr could be profitable.
I think it's possible. Yeah. I definitely wouldn't go all in on it or anything, but I think it's possible to sell into the hype. Because once they start playing games out there, I think they're going to, like, the fan base is going to grow pretty rapidly.
Matt Ryan is another card that I've been buying up. I've been buying a lot of him before the last year. And then they kind of, I don't even think they made it to the playoffs, did they? But Matt Ryan cards, I got a ton of his autographs. He's an okay option. Let's see. He's got some pretty good stats.
Drew Locke's cards have already spiked, though. That's my big issue with Drew Locke.
Yeah, there's a lot of hype around him right now.
Like, I get it, but...
He's got the weapons, and they actually, like, they're investing in Drew Locke. They didn't go for another quarterback.
Yeah, no. I definitely... It just scares me because his cards have already gone crazy.
I mean, they're not all right. That crazy. I mean, if you're looking at it with regards to, like, Kyler Murray, like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I get that Kyler Murray was rookie of the year, but... I mean, he hasn't done – just that accolade that he has, and that's about it so far. So we'll see what happens. I think there could be some room on Drew.
Yeah, I don't really like to get in too much on the newer quarterbacks. Like, guys, you know I've been buying up Drew Brees left and right forever because he's one of the best. I've been looking more and more into players like Peyton Manning, even Brett Favre. But that's just because Brett Favre is a childhood favorite of mine. I was a Packers fan growing up. So it's tough to kind of buy in on the new guys for me. Kyler Murray, tough. Emmitt Smith. Go ahead, Alex.
I was going to say, somebody said Baker's a boom or a bust. I definitely agree. Like, his cards, like, he's either going to have a great season. Because the thing with the Browns is their time is now, I think. Like, Odell's getting antsy. You know, he's never really won anything, and he's obviously starting to show some cracks and that maybe he might not want to be there in Cleveland long term. So I definitely think his cards, depending on what he does this season, they're either going to take off or they're going to just bottom out. Like, but I think personally, and I'm a fan, I'm a Browns fan, so I like Baker. I hope he does well, obviously. So I've been picking him up here and there. I'm not going too deep on him, but I definitely hope he does well, and I think right now is the time for the Browns to make a move. So,
yeah,
I definitely agree. I don't know who it was. I apologize, but somebody said Baker's a boom or a bust right now, and I definitely agree with that take. Like, he's either gonna pop off this season, his cards are gonna go pretty crazy, or his cards are just gonna bottom out and be worthless. Basically, that's just, what do you guys think? I don't know. That's my take on it.
It's definitely a risk. It's risk.
It's definitely risk. Yeah, I would say it's definitely, like, very high risk because he's on the cusp of being a bust.
And yeah, if this is his breakout year, then huge reward though. But it's a low risk because his cards aren't that expensive. They're, well, that Hollow's $82 right there. There's a PSA 10 for $82. That's still pretty pricey for me. There's under $20 for an optic base card. You know, you spend $20, get it graded, it comes back at 10. You can sell it for 76. That's a couple months down the road, 82.
I was going to say, I mean, he was supposed to have a breakout year last year. I mean, he had Odell Beckham. He had a lot of weapons. I mean, they beefed up the O-line this year, and they also brought in Austin Hooper. So, I mean, this is it. Like, I mean, you can't make any more excuses after this year.
Yeah,
last year, you can say, it was a sophomore slump or whatever. But, yeah, this year they got the O-line fixed. They got Hooper. It's do or die time. I'm suspecting the Browns will be trash like they always are, but
you said it, not me.
And I am a Browns fan, so
they're just they're like the misfits, you know, the misfits of the NFL. They're always, you know, just misbehaving and doing all kinds of they're all over the place. So it's very hard for me to buy any of the Browns cards.
I think Kareem Hunt is going to take a bigger role this year, in my opinion.
Kareem Hunt, huh?
I hope so.
I mean, not to say that, like, I don't invest in running back cards, right. So it's not anything like that. But I'm just saying that the Nick Chubb is a decent running back, but the opportunities that he's been given, he should have been, like, a really dank quarterback. I mean, a dank running back. Like, he was given a lot of opportunity to – and I think that's kind of –
He was killing it.
He ran for 1,500 yards last year, dude.
Yeah, but his touchdown ratio is what I'm talking about. Like you give him the same amount of carries near the goal line that you give someone like, let's see, what's his name? Oh my gosh!
I think this is part of it too talking. Is that they were passing a lot because they were always behind. So they, I don't know. I think
he led the league.
in a winning team. His numbers would be insane. I think Nick Chubb's definitely like amazing running back. I think they just need to. He needs to be in a position where they're playing ahead rather than trying to claw back into games.
Yeah, I mean it's possible. I'm just saying all I'm saying is that help me out here because I'm having a brain fart. But running back in Dallas right now it is
Ezekiel Elliott.
Ezekiel Elliott. There you go.
Yeah. His cards were
With the given the touchdown ratio as far as like getting the ball near the red zone. Nick Chubb's carry amount, like as far as like producing a touchdown in the red zone, given the ball as many times as someone like Ezekiel Elliott was like, I think it was like 30%, I want to say. Damn. So, I mean, if he can like change that up and like really hone in on getting those touchdown conversions, then he will become one of the best running backs. I mean, it's not all about the yardage as well. I mean, it's a lot about it, but that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's a bad running back. But I'm saying if he can't make touchdowns happen, you know.
he had that video.
Yeah, guys, we're not really talking about investing in Nick Chubb cards or not. That's
yeah,
not
no, I'm not.
We're just talking about if Nick Chubb can play at a high level, that's going to make the Browns better. We're not saying go buy Nick Chubbs.
You know who I was buying?
I think I said that. I'm not picking up running back cards.
I was buying. Yeah. So I went pretty hard on Jordan Howard when he played for the Bears because I was like very impressed with Jordan Howard. However, he's been traded two times. I don't know what team he plays for anymore. But that's essentially – so I was buying Zeke Elliott and I was buying Jordan Howard. He's at the Eagles right now. But that's
Chubb is not better than Ezekiel Elliott. I'm sorry.
No, Zeke is. I think Zeke is.
No way. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that statement.
Running backs are tough guys. A lot of guys like to collect them. However, the investment is very, very risky. It's very risky, in my opinion.
I'm not picking up running backs, man.
Yeah. No. If you PC Browns or whatever, obviously pick them up. But yeah, I wouldn't do it for like any financial gain or anything.
Howard's on the Dolphins now. Yeah, I can't keep track of where he's at anymore. But I definitely liked him. He had a breakout rookie year, and he did pretty good in the second year with the Bears. I think he was low hanging fruit. So I was buying his now. Luckily, they were dirt cheap at the time, but unfortunately, they still are dirt cheap. So bad investment on my end. And I decided after Jordan Howard. That rookie cards are too risky for me, and I would rather spend my money on a more solid investment like quarterbacks. And basketball cards. If you're doing football, definitely quarterbacks are the way to go. And you definitely have to consider the running back position when you're investing in quarterbacks and other their defense as well. Like, do they have a good defense? Do they have a good O-line? What's the receiver status? What's the tight end status? If they don't have weapons, then which I think is why Tom Brady wanted to go to the Bucs is because they are pretty full. They have a pretty big arsenal. So, I mean, why would anybody in their right mind? No offense to Bucs fans. Why want to go play for the Bucs? Leave the Patriots to go to the Buccaneers. I mean, it's very interesting to see how that unfolds and what happens. With Belichick and his rookie quarterback, Stidham, which I've been looking into a lot lately. So let's go ahead. Brandon Chung, what's going on, Brandon? Nice to see you here. Paul Pagoda, BF Golf, what's going on? Brian Garcia, Askia Jones, I've already called you out. Thanks for hanging out for this time, guys. It's under an hour. We've been live streaming. Thanks for hanging out with us. Like I said, guys, make sure to go subscribe to Boris at the Hobby Box, his YouTube channel, and Alex at Les Alex, their YouTube channel. They're busting out content daily. They're doing the research. They're covering areas of the hobby that I can't cover necessarily, like hockey and soccer, and Boris more in depth in basketball and football even. Like, we're all a little bit, you know, excited about football right now. So, like I said, guys, go subscribe to them. Support their channels. Help them grow. We're continuing these live streams weekly. We're working out the kinks. We're going to be working on a podcast. We showed you guys the notes, the topics we're going to be covering, cards we think we should be buying, holding, and selling, our mail day cards, our low-hanging fruit for the week, all kinds of topics. And let us know in the comments what topics you guys want to see us covered. And also, any kind of Patreon benefits or perks that you guys want us to add to our Patreon page that we're currently working on and trying to figure out what are the best options, what are the best perks to offer you guys. A lot of guys have been telling me I need to start my own Patreon page and offer kind of, bonuses and things that I can't normally offer. So let us know in the comments any kind of Patreon perks you guys want us to do, any questions or topics you want us to cover on our podcasts and our weekly live shows. But yeah, guys, this is super awesome that we're able to do this right now and, you know, interact with the community. And
absolutely,
you know, I never dreamed in a million years I would be here doing a live stream with two other guys in the hobby that are passionate about me, about the hobby.
Super passionate about you, bro.
That are super passionate about the hobby. And so guys, I look forward to hanging out with y'all. Like I said, Boris at the Hobby Box, Alex at Les Alex. It's been an hour. We're going to try to keep refining these. Boris is waiting on his SGC card return. He's going to do a video on that, let you guys see what he got, the grades he got and stuff.
Still waiting on that.
Still,
eh?
Waiting on that.
Still waiting on it. That's great. Well,
I'm waiting on that.
That 7-day return's taken about 6 months.
7 days since the beginning of April.
Well, yeah, to be fair, I mean, it's backed up across the board, the mail. Thank you all for watching. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for hanging out with us.
On behalf of Matt, Boris, and myself, Alex, that is a wrap on the very first episode. Thank you again. This is the Sports Card NBA Podcast. Again, check us out on all of our YouTube channels, the Hobby Box, PSA Collector, and Les Alex YouTube channels. And if you enjoyed the content, make sure to check out our Patreon page where you can help further support us. And there's a bunch of cool perks and everything. But until next week, thank you all for listening, and we will see you in the next one.